I can't ignore the day that it is. It's Mother's Day, and we recognize all the mothers here and mothers everywhere. And you think about the moms that are out there, the love and the care that they have for their children and for their family is truly a remarkable thing. And to be able to honor that, not just today, but every day, is something that we always need to have on our minds. And, you know, any parent wants to see their child succeed. And they hurt when they hurt. And, you know, when the child is struggling, a mother even more so, I think, wants to comfort that child and to be there for them. And I think that's just the nature that God has set forth in moms, to have that comfort for their child, especially when their child is hurting, you know, or struggling or whatever it might be. Almost to the point where, you know, you ever hear the phrase, you know, I just can't bear to watch this, you know. I even think about maybe a sports situation, and, you know, you kind of see something coming, and you just can't bear to watch. Or, again, struggling with something, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to watch. But, again, parents, but definitely moms want to be there to see them through, to be able to care for them and to comfort them. Well, let's think about Jesus' mother at this time. Let's think about Jesus when he hung upon the cross. She was there. John 19:25. We have a scene put forth right before that verse where Jesus is hanging on the cross, and you've got the soldiers right there at the cross. They have Jesus' clothes, and they're trying to decide who's going to get the clothes, right? And almost to the point where they're thinking about tearing them apart, and you get this part, and you get this part, and you get this part. It's like, and then they decide, you know what? No, let's cast lots to see who gets Jesus' clothes. And right after all of this is taking place, John 19:25, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister, and Mary Magdalene. Standing right there by the cross is Jesus' mom, seeing her son being tortured, seeing her son's clothes being about torn apart, and they're casting lots for her son's stuff. Talk about a situation where you can't bear to watch. It has to be hard, but she's standing right there by the cross. She was there. She saw it happen. She saw the disrespect, and she saw the torture that her son was going through. All right. I always like to take this time to help put my mind and my thoughts and try to visualize Jesus hanging on the cross and what it was like to be there. Think about putting yourself in Jesus' mom's place and seeing your son being tortured, being disrespected, being laughed at, being mocked, all these things. You know it. We've read it. Put yourself there and see it and feel it. Just like it was your own child. It's like it was somebody in your family happened to go through that. How hard is that? You know, we sang the song, "We Saw Thee Not." Yeah, we weren't there. We didn't see it in person. But boy, I think we can read Scripture and we can visualize it. And we can put ourselves there. And we talk about focusing our thoughts on the sacrifice that Christ made. His body that was hung on the cross, and the blood that was shed for us. We can do that. We can see that. We can feel that. So that's what my encouragement is for you here right now as we partake of the Lord's Supper. And we do this in memory of Him. All that He went through. All that He suffered. And I want you to feel that. And feel that agony that so many felt. So just focus your thoughts on that.